Okay, so we're going to look at two pieces from the Imre Naum, the grandson of the Rupshitzer. We'll start with a piece for Shabbos Zachar, and then we'll expand it a little bit based on a piece he has in Parshas Yisro. And Rav Avram Shor has a couple of nice Ramazim as well, built off of this Imre Naum, so we'll add that to the mix as well in Mirtz Hashem. Okay, but today we're entering into the world of Jikov, the Halakha Jikover. Okay, so we just defeated the Malik B'Shabbos, Kiyad Al Keska, right? We know from the end of Parshas B'Shalach, that a Malik has their hand on the throne of Hashem. That really, it should be Kisei, and it should be Yudkei Vavkei. But a Malik blocks out the Aleph of Kisei, and they block out the Vavhei, they obscure Hashem's name. We don't have Hashem's entire name. Okay. So friends, let's take a look. Amru Chazal. Chazal tell us, Kol Zman She'amalek Kayam Ein Hashem Shalem. We know that as long as a Malik is in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is incomplete. We're missing letters from Hashem's name. Ki pagam ba'osios vavhei. Right? Focusing on Hashem's name. We have the Yod and Hei. But Amalek, ki yad, the hand of Amalek, which is really the hand of Yadayim Yadei Esav. It's a continuation of that hand. The hand of Amalek is blocking out half of Hashem's name. It's blocking out the vavhei. So the Holy Jikover says, hold on, I'm not sure I understand. Lahavin tochen advarim, ech shayech sha'arel tome kaze yifkom Hashem. What does this mean? I mean, we're used to this. We've heard this Rashi. We've heard this Maimer Chazal before. What does that mean? What does it mean that a Malik is blocking out, is obscuring Hashem's name? Who is a Malik? Who is a Malik? Some tome nation. They have the ability to destroy Shem Hashem, to obscure, to block out Shem. What does that even mean? And furthermore, what does it even mean to be pogim in the Shem Hashem? What does that mean to block out the letters of Hashem's name? So he explains very beautifully. We know that Hashem's name, Yod Kei Vav Kei, is meant to be understood as Haya, Hove, Vihiya. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch to Simon Hei, when it teaches you what to think about when you make a bracha. So when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're supposed to think Haya, Hove, and Yiyah. Right? Let me grab my Mishnah Berurah right over here. Just take a look for 1 second. Just to review. When a person makes a bracha, Kavanas HaBrachos, you should understand what the words mean. And when you say Hashem's name, we pronounce it Adnos, right? We think about the fact that Hashem is the Adon HaKol. But we also think about the way that it's written, B'yudhei, meaning B'yudkei Vavkei, that is, Shahaya, Vehove, V'yiyah, that Hashem was, and Hashem is, and Hashem forever will be. Haya, Hove, V'yiyah. Okay? And when you say the name Elohim, you think about the fact that Hashem is Baal HaKochos Kulam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all strength. And that's something that we also tap into. We're created B'Tselem Elohim. So that means we also have tremendous kochos, tremendous powers. But that's what the Shem Yudkei Vavkei means. Haya Hova V'yiya. And that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. When you say Baruch Ata Ado, you're supposed to think Adon. You think the way you're pronouncing it, Adon HaKol, the master of all. And Hashem was, Hashem is, Hashem always will be. Okay. So that's alluded to in the name Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. Explains the Jikover. Ki yesh besocho osios yud hey bechefel os yud beis pa'amim. Right? If you have the letters of Hashem's name, you have a yud, and you have a hey, and you have a vav, and you have a hey. So what can I make with those letters? Well, I can make the word yihyeh. I can make the word haya. Right? I can make the word hove. I have yuds, I have heys, and I have vavs. So alluded to in that name as hinted to in the Svarim, is the fact that Hashem is Haya Hove V'Yihiyah. Now, the Ramban explains in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel that there's different types of apikorsis. There's different ways to not believe in Hashem. You could believe that there's no God. You could believe that there's a God who created the world but is not interested in the world. There's a lot of different ways that a person could deny our understanding of Hashem. The Ramban says one type of apikorsis, Kat achas she'omrim asher olam kadmon. There are those who believe that the world always was. Uparo hayo achizaso b'zeh. This is a paro type of outlook. Paro says, Mi Hashem, who is this Hashem that you're speaking of? Shelo ha'min klal b'metzias Hashem, shehu kadmon. He doesn't believe that there was a starting point. The creator of the world always was. It wasn't that there was never a world and then someone, some ultimate being created the world. The world was Kadmo and the world always was. That's one type of apikorsis. Right? Essentially saying that there was no creator. But another type of apikorsis, a second group of apikorsim, claim that no, there was a creator, but they claim Asher Ozov Hashem es Haaretz. But Hashem is no longer actively involved in overseeing the world. V'kasher bara ha'olam hazeh, Ozov es kol hisna gosov l'mishtrei shemayim. But Hashem assigned the stars, the constellations, the moon, the sun, to take its position in the world. And then there's a teva that just kind of goes. V'sar hashkachaso mehisnagus ha'olam hazeh chalila. And Hashem is not actively involved in our world. V'zeh ha'isa daito ha'mishubeshes shal amalek yimach shemo. Amalek doesn't deny that there's a creator. Right? Paro, by the end of the story, also Paro knows very clearly there's a creator who's actively involved in the world. Amalek denies Hashem's involvement in the world. And that explains part of the audacity of Amalek. Think about it. We just came out of Mitzrayim. Hashem just proved in the clearest way with 10 Makos, with Kriyas Yamsov, that Hashem is absolutely involved in the world. And yet Amalek comes and attacks us with what? With what claim? They impose upon us their corrupted worldview to the point that Klal Yisrael says, one of the most frightening words in the whole Chumash, Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu im ayin. Is Hashem with us or not? Is Hashem bikirbeinu? Is Hashem amongst us or not? V'naflu b'sveikos ke'elu, im hashkachasu lo nifsek es gam ata. We started to wonder, is Hashem still with us now? We know that God created the world in the past. We might even believe that Hashem is going to somehow get involved again in the future. But that whole middle, which makes up the bulk of world history and makes up the bulk of our life, is sort of we're on our own. We're doing our own thing. When a Jew asks, Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu im ayin, you know what happens immediately? Vayavu Amalek. That's the hashpa of Amalek. When Klal Yisrael start to have that suffix in Amunah, as we pointed out many times, Amalek is gematria suffix, like the Rebbe of Kamarna and many other tzaddikim point out. Right? When you start to wonder, is Hashem with you now? That is Amalek. It's not enough to say, I believe in God. I believe Hashem created the world. I believe in some type of nice world down the road. But right now, Hashem seems to be nowhere to be found. That's an Amalek way of thinking. And therefore, explains the Imre Noah, Nimsa asher bechinas haya, gam Amalek hemin b'zeh. You want to talk about a God who was? Amalek says, I'm asking. V'gam v'bechinas yihiyeh, you want to talk about a God that will be? Also, I'm prepared to believe. Hayamamin, we believe. K'shi yizbata la'olam yihyeh niskav Hashem levado. We believe that Hashem was, and Hashem will be. But what about now? What about the hoveh? Aval v'bechinas hoveh, haynu b'shas havayas ha'olam hazeh, ein ma'amin v'ashkachoso yizbarach shemo. It's here where Amalek says, we're not convinced that there's such a thing as a God who's actively involved in your lives right now. And it's that kfira, which chevra, is embodied by Amalek blocking out which letters? Vav and hey. Because if you have a yod and a hey, you can make a haya. If you have a yod and a hey, you can make a yihiyah. But if you don't have a vav and a hey, you don't have a hove. You don't have a rabbonu sholem right now. Explains the Imre Noam. Right now the world is what? The world is running its own course. Hashem has taken a back seat. Needs to be pogim in the letters vavhei. That without a vavhei, again, if you have only a hey, you can make a haya, you can make a yihiyah, but you can't make a hove. And he says this is part of the yotzer. This is part of the yotzeros that some people insert into the davening for Parsha Zachor. B'shalosh itos Amalek luhumam. What does that mean? B'shalosh, at three time periods, right? Amalek started up with us. Now you could say it's talking about three in Jewish history where we encountered Amalek. Right? There's Amalek as we find the Machamish, Parshas B'shalach. There's Amalek as Shaul HaMelech is trying to defeat Amalek. Right? King Agag survives, and that was a terrible tragedy that allows Amalek to continue to exist. And then, of course, you have the Purim story. Right? You have Haman. So these are the three periods of Amalek that we encounter. but explains the Imrei Noam, these three periods that a Malig tries to get involved with, in a certain sense, refers to the three ways of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in our lives. Hainu al yedei Haya, Hove, and Yiya. Right? That's where we need to fight back. It's not enough to just what? To believe in Hashem was or Hashem will be, but to make sure that we believe in Hashem right now, in the moment. Shehem shalosh seder zmanim. V'chein mevuar b'medrash. And then the medrash goes one step further, that the downfall of Amalek, Einu ela b'shalosh itos, takes place with three periods, or said differently, Gimel pa'amim ata, three times ata. What is that referring to? So if you look up this pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Yod, listen to what it says. I have it open in front of me. Hashem says, and it's a very strong pasuk. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that after all of the suffering of Klal Yisrael, Ata akum, now I will get up, Yomar Hashem. Ata, with an ayin tafhei. Ata akum, now I shall arise. Ata eromam, now I shall ascend. Ata enasei, and now I will be exalted. Right? Hashem says, now. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in a sense, is saying, Haya hova viya. Right? Enough of Jewish suffering. Ata akum, ata eromem, ata enasei. I will rise up. I will be elevated, I will be exalted, I will ascend. I'm coming up, Hashem says. I'm going to rise once again. Right? It's very interesting. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live with these three atas, right? These three time periods. That a Jew lives with Hashem, Haya, Hove, V'yiya. He's not just with Hashem in the past, he's not just with Hashem in the future, but he's with Hashem right now. And that's part also, he says, what we say by the Hoshanos. We say Hoshana, Shalosh Shos, Hoshana, Hoshana for 3 hours, for three periods, three times. What does that mean? So that might have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu coming down with the Luchos, right? But it also might be Hoshana, Hashem, save me because I believe Haya, and I believe Hove, and I believe in Yihya. I believe you are, and you are, and you always will be. Let's go to Rav Shor for a second. Rav Avram Shor, in one of his volumes of Halekach V'Alibov, in the Leil Shabbos Kodesh, Volume 1, discusses this Imrei Noam, and he adds a very nice remez to this. Another way to say Hashem, in Parshas Yisro, another way to say that Hashem was, and is, and always will be, is to say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Li'olam Va'ed. Now you'll notice, it's interesting, Rav Yisrael Meir Druk, is one of the Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael today, Chavrus of Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out one of his svarim. He says, it's interesting that we start off with Hashem Melech. Right? Hashem Melech, Hashem is the king. Hashem Malach, and then Hashem Yimloch. Hashem is, Hashem was, Hashem will be. And one of the answers that he gives is that we have to always begin by screaming out Hashem Melech. I have to know, first and foremost, that Hashem is with me right now. Right? Even though we, you know, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Haya Hove V'Yiya is sort of the chronological past, present, and future. But in terms of a declaration, a Jew has to scream, Hashem Melech, I believe that Hashem is the king right now. That's the most important. To acknowledge the fact that I don't buy into the Amalek philosophy of feeling abandoned right now. Hashem is with me every step of the way right now. So it says Rav Avram Shor. And the first part is a remez that is already well known. He says, we know that Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch is Gematria Mashiach. Right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch is Gematria Mashiach. However, what happens if you don't believe in all three parts? Ki bizgalas Mashiach tzidkenu, if you believe in Mashiach, when Amalek will be completely erased, right, we'll have the fullness of Hashem was, Hashem is, Hashem will forever be. But what does Amalek come to do? V'hine kasher chaser Hashem melech. Amalek tries to block out Hashem right now. They take away the vav and hey of Hashem's name. They take away the hove. They rob us of the moment. So then what are you left with? Then you're left with Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch. If you only have Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch, so it's Gematria 242, which is what? Ba'amalek. That's why the Torah says, Milchama LaHashem Ba'amalek. That's why it says, Tzei Hilachem Ba'amalek. Go out and fight against Amalek. Right? Ba'amalek represents the philosophy of Amalek. Ba'amalek is Gematria Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch. But I want all three components. I want to know that Hashem is with me right now. So says Rav Shor, such a beautiful remez. When the Jewish people say, Hayesh Hashem bikirbeinu im ayin, is Hashem with us or not? Is He bikirbeinu? Is He amongst us? So Rav Avram Shor Shlita points out that bikirbeinu is also gematria, 358, gematria Mashiach. In other words, what Klal Yisrael are asking, do we believe that Hashem is what? Not only Malach and Yimloch, but Hashem Melech, is Hashem with me right now, bikirbeinu, in my midst. Do I believe Vashachanti Besocha? Friends, I realized this morning, in one word, the whole mission statement of a Jew is Vishachanti. Now, do you have any Ramazim on Vishachanti? What do you have in the file? What's the gematria of Vishachanti? That's Hashem's greatest desire, Vishachanti. How much is Vishachanti? Let's do a nice remez, a new remez from this morning. What's Vishachanti? You got it, David? What's Vishachanti? Who's crunching the numbers here? What do we got?
786.
I got 786 also. Just check it. Let's make sure we got it right. 786 is Vishachanti.
That sounds right.
Sounds right? Okay, good. So again, what did we say? Amalek, the attack against Amalek, the Emre Noam told us was what? We need to conquer the three Zmanim, so to speak. The three Itim, right? The Shalosh Itos, right? Which he said is Merumiz. The Medrash told us is Merumiz in what? In the three Atas. When Hashem says, Ata Akum, Yomar Hashem, Ata Eromeim, Ata and Asay. So this morning I wondered what's the gematria of Akum, Eromeim, and Asay. Right? These three things that Hashem says He's going to do. Ata, Ata, Ata. Hashem says, I'm going to arise, I'm going to ascend, I'm going to be exalted. So if you add up Akum plus Eromeim, each one with an Aleph, Akum, I will arise. Akum, Eromeim, and Asay, is gematria 786, is gematria Vishachanti. So in a sense, the defeating of Amalek again, right? Obviously again, it's past, present, and future. But primarily, it's about the Vishachanti Besocham. It's about Hayesh Hashem Bikirbeinu. It's about making sure that we know that Hashem is with us right now. That's why Bikirbeinu is gematria Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. To be with Hashem at all three times. But let's go a drop further on this Inyan of Ati. You can see there's a lot of Ramazim here that Emre Noam has. We'll save them for another time. But let's jump now to his piece in Parshas Yisro. Okay, you see over here, Os Tesvav in the Emre Noam on Chumash now, in Parshas Yisro. Because you'll see very, very beautifully how Yisro, right, was the person who maybe understood this transformation better than anyone. You know, Yisro sees that Amalek attacks, and Yisro comes to join Klal Yisro. So in a certain sense, Yisro is the opposite of Amalek. If Amalek is the one who represents not believing, not recognizing Hashem in the moment, Yisro is sort of the opposite of that. And therefore, Yisro comes to join Klal Yisro in Parshas Yisro. And what does he declare? He says, Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem. Ata, now, Ata, now I know that Hashem is the greatest. Now I know. Rashi says such an interesting thing. Rashi says, Makiro Hayisi Lishaavar. Rashi says that Yisro was saying, well, you know, I knew about Hashem in the past, Va'achshav B'Yoser, but now I really know. Now I really know about Hashem. You knew about Hashem in the past? Yisro, you were the biggest priest. You were at a Kaimer L'Avodah Zarah. U'lechor Kasha. Imhaya Makiro. If you knew about Hashem all along, right? So then why were you an idol-worshipping priest for so many years? It's like a person who claims, like, you know, like 20 years after something happened, like, oh, yeah, I knew, like, all along. Yeah, so why didn't you do something about it if you really knew? You didn't know. If you really believed in Hashem, why are you only joining us now? So Yisro shows up and he says, well, now I know about Hashem. Now I know Hashem a lot more. I always knew about Hashem. I've been keeping my eye on this investment for a while, but now that they came out of Mitzrayim and Amalek came to attack, oh, now I really know. Achshav B'Yoser. Now, like, now I'm really joining in. What does that mean? You didn't know anything in the past. What did you know in the past? But based on this idea that he explains elsewhere, and again, these are only two of the places where the Imre Noam develops this Vav Hei idea, this living with Hashem in the Hove idea. Again, he has it in other places as well. But he expands it here. Again, I use the Parsha Zohar one as the starting point for us. Right? But now let's understand what Yisro is saying. Right? Rashi tells us, Kol Zman Sha'amalek Kayim Ein Hashem Shalim, like we learned. As long as Amalek still exists, Hashem's name is incomplete. The Vav Hey of Hashem's name is missing. And what does that mean? Again, he explains, Vav Hey means Hove. Because Yud Kei Vav Kei, the full name of Hashem, is Haya, Hove, and Yiya, as explained in Shulchan Aruch, like we looked up before. Ve'im kein behechzer osios Vav Hey, if you don't have a Vav Hey, az eino benimtza Hove. So then you don't have Hashem in the moment. You don't have Hashem in the now. Raknirmas Haya, you have Hashem in the past. You have Yihya, you have the Yud Hey, Hashem in the future. But you don't have Hashem right now. Vizos Haisa derech api courses shel Amalek. So as we've explained, this was exactly the api courses of Amalek. Lahamin ki haya kiviyachol b'chinas avar. Again, I have no problem accepting that God once was. I'm even willing to accept that possibly he'll be again in the future. Aval ata bezman hazeh, ozov Hashem es ha'aretz chalila. B'derech ha'teva hakol. Everything now is just random. Everything is just natural. There's no Ribbono Shel Olam running the show right now. Be'ein mashkiach chalila klal. God forbid to say that there's no hashkacha. Ki zeh darkam kesel lamo. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Zeh darkam kesel lamo. This is the way of people who are overly confident, right? Well, you know, yeah, in the past God helped me out, and maybe I'll need him in the future. But right now I'm good. I don't need Hashem right now, right? I got it under control. God forbid. Every second we need to see ourselves as in Hashem's hands. And that's what it means, that Amalek removes the Vav Hey. They remove that recognition of living with Hashem now. So look what he says. V'zeu ein va'ata el etshuva. Friends, we know that the word va'ata is a code word in Chazal for what? For tshuva. For tshuva. Why? Ki ikar ha'tshuva, not tshuva just in the sense of fixing your averos. Tshuva. What is tshuva? Right? Returning to Hashem. What does returning to Hashem mean? What does straying from Hashem mean? That I did an Avera? What does it mean in terms of a relationship with Hashem? Straying from Hashem means that I'm not living in the presence of Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid means living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we spoke about how Chodesh Adar is the opposite of Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's about Aleph Dar. It's about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It's about V'shachanti B'socham. Right? It's ata eromim, ata akum, ata enase. It's about a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming back into your life. That's what tshuva means. It's about living with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a very real, in a concrete way. So ein va'ata el tshuva. Now, right? Literally, the word ata means now. But now is the ultimate expression of tshuva. Ki ikra tshuva lahamin be'emunas omen, ki gam ata lo sar hashkachaso. Right? Living with Hashem in the moment is what tshuva means. Returning to Hashem. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. That's how halacha begins. It's the first line of the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Live with Hashem. Did we mention in the past? Who's the one who says, Mishenechmas Adar Marbim B'Simcha? Anyone know who the author of that statement is? Maseches Tanis. It's Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas quoting Rav. Some editions of the Gemara, some have a girsa. It's found in the Ein Yaakov. Some have a girsa when the Gemara says in Gittin that the Bnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. You've heard this Gemara before? That Haman's descendants learned in Kolel in Bnei Brak. You've heard this Gemara, Jack, yeah? The Bnei Banav, which is like the ultimate irony, you know? It's the ultimate irony, the Bnei Banav Shel Haman, the one who tried to destroy. Yeah? It's like when Nissan Black has that line in one of his songs where he says, like, I'm Hitler's worst nightmare. Yeah, that I be, you know, that like this is the ultimate victory. So Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak is the same Indian. Right? Like, you thought you're gonna eliminate Klal Yisrael, and your kids are sitting and learning in Panovich, you know? That's like the ultimate revenge on Haman. So the Gemara says, according to one girsa, Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. And one girsa says, Umanu. And who is it? Like any famous names came out of that family? Who are some of the descendants of Haman who are learning Shtark in B'nai Brak? The Gemara says, Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shmuel Bar Shilas is one of the descendants of Haman who's learning in B'nai Brak. And Shmuel Bar Shilas is the one in Maseches Tanis who says, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. But the Tzaddikim explain, what kind of name is Shilas? Shmuel Bar Shilas? Maza Shilas? Anyone know that name? Shilas? You have any friends named Shilat? Shin Yud Lamed Tav. But the Tzadikim exclaim, Shilas is Rashi Tevos Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Because to the degree that a person lives with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the moment, that's the biggest victory over Amalek. To the degree that a person lives with Hashem Ata now, that's the biggest victory. To say, to declare Hashem Melech in the now is the ultimate. That's the Va'ata. Ein Va'ata El Etshuva. So friends, let's understand what happened now with what? With Yisrael. This is the response. Hayesh Hashem Bikirbenu Amayin. Is Hashem amongst us or not? Who knows how to answer the question? What's the answer? Hayesh Hashem b'kibenu im ayin. Is Hashem with us or not? Nu, what's the answer? Ayin? When we say, no, Hashem's not with us, what's the answer? Avi, you know the answer to the question? What's the answer? Yesh Hashem or Ein Hashem? What's the answer? What do you think?
Yesh.
Yesh Hashem. Very good. Nu, what's the gematria of Yesh Hashem? Nu? Yesh?
336.
Gematria? Purim. Purim's Gematria, 336. So on Purim, we answer the question. The answer, Yesh Hashem bikirbenu, im ayin, is Hashem with us? Is He not with us? Yesh Hashem. On Purim, a Jew screams, Yesh Hashem. Of course Hashem is with us. Bikirbenu. Gematria, Hashem melech, Hashem melech, Hashem yimloch. Of course Hashem is with us. That kol hazmanim shavim, says the Imre Naum. It's all equal. Hashem's always with us. He's not with us more in the past than in the future. And that's the trap of Amalek. That's the Vayavo Amalek. To ask the question, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu ayin, is falling into the trap of Amalek. So now let's listen to Yisrael. Let's listen to Yisrael, the father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael joins Klal Yisrael. What does he say? Ata yadati ki gadol Hashem. What inspired Yisrael to join Klal Yisrael? What does Rashi say? At least one opinion in Chazal, Nochemes Amalek. When he saw that Amalek was denying what? was denying Hashem's involvement in our lives right now, after seeing so clearly Hashem by Kriyas Yamsuf, after seeing the Makos in Mitzrayim, Yisrael says, no, Ata Yadati, Ata. Emphasis on the word Ata, now. Hainu gam Ata Shofei Hashgachaso. When Yisrael says, Makiro Ha'isi L'Sha'avar, I knew about Hashem in the past, what Yisrael is saying, I knew, I believed, I also am a Lakey view in the past. I knew that Hashem was a thing of the past. Ki ad atai kiro bebechinas avar. I knew that God was the creator of the world, but I didn't know that Hashem was Hove. I didn't know to what degree Hashem is actively involved in the law. Klal Yisrael. Asher gam achshav hu bashkachaso, that right now Hashem is watching. Friends, this is, right? If you were to ask a person, let's say you ask a Jew who's a haya Hove v'yihi a Jew. Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Jew. Right? You ask your friend, you say, you know, when do you think Hashem is more present in history? Was Hashem more present in the past or now? So probably a lot of people would say in the past. In the past we had a Beis HaMikdash. In the past we had Nevi'im. We had greater ways to see Hashem in the past. Or if you ask your friend, is Hashem more present now or do you imagine in the future when Mashiach comes? Hashem will be much more present in the future. But Yisro is revealing to us, no, Achshav Biyoser. In a certain sense, and this is very hard to wrap our heads around, but in a certain sense, Hashem is with us now in that middle Hove. In the now, Hashem is with us more. Achshav Biyoser, the most right now. Hainu lahavin asher gam Achshav hakol hu mikocho. Right? To at the very least believe that Hashem is with us now. But maybe Yisro is even saying that Hashem is with us now more than ever. Okay, it's a Hester Panim, it's hard to see it. But to believe and to know in the deepest way that Hashem is mamish with us even in the moments right now. Friends, let's go back to Rav Avram Shor one more time and let's see one more little piece. Because Rav Shor adds a little bit more to this inyan of Ata being a lashon of tshuva. Okay? We've said a lot of nice ramazim. We reminded ourselves what it means to believe in Hashem sort of in the moment, right? And how important it is to be a Jew who believes in Hashem in all three periods. We'll talk more about the number three later this week and its connection to Purim. Purim is Shulash. A lot of really deep Torah, Mirtz Hashem, coming up. Halavai. But let's be ma'arech just for a minute on this inyan of Ata. Right? What is this inyan of Ata? Why is Ata a code word for tshuva? And what stops a person from growing in the Avodas Hashem? Says Rav Avram Shor, Halekach va'alibov, Leil Shabbos Kodesh volume, Parshas Yisro. V'yesh lomar k'divrei Imrei Noam b'bechina acheres. Right, he references some of the parts that we've seen today from the Imrei Noam, and he says, you know, we need to understand the following. If ata is a word for tshuva, so why is that so? He explains the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. The students of the Baal Shem Tov explain. Ki akavanahu, ki ikr ha-mafriya le-tshuva, hu masha'od maschil lachshov ala avar shalom. What's the main thing that stops a person from doing tshuva? I'm too caught up in my past. I'm too worried about my past. I did this in the past, I did that in the past, or I didn't do this in the past, I didn't do that in the past. Right? Rabbi Akiva could have looked at himself at 40 years old, and Rabbi Akiva could have said, what? It's not Shaykh. Too far behind in the game. Not only am I not, certainly not going to be the Gadol Hador, right? But I'm not even going to be an Erel Chabal Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva could have given up on himself. If he looked at his past, which was not a source of pride, he could have very easily given up. Rabbi Akiva decided, you know what? I'm going to start trying. Ata. Ata is a lesson of tshuva. The Svarim even tell us that Akiva is Rashi Tevos of a famous line in the Gemara. It appears a few places in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Gemara talks about individuals who acquired their Olam Haba in a single moment, right? You know the stories? You know, for example, the story of Elazar ben Derdaya? By a show of hands, who knows the story of Elazar ben Derdaya? Elazar ben Derdaya was the individual who traveled the world to sleep with every Isha Zona that he could find. And one time he heard about a certain beautiful woman who he hadn't been intimate with, who was Bekroche Hayam, somewhere, you know, far on some Caribbean island. And he saved up a lot of money to go hire this prostitute. And he travels all this way. And he starts to, you know, explain to her a little bit about, you know, I saved up all this money and I came all this way because I'm trying to set the record for sleeping with the most women. And she says to him, and this one was a prostitute, bear in mind, she says to him, you're a mamish, a real lowlife. This is what you dedicate your life to. Traveling the world, chasing after your taivas. And she gives him musr. And Elazar ben Derdaya is so shaken by the musr shmuz from the Isha Zona that he decides that he wants to change. And he's so broken over his lowliness that eventually he turns to the whole world and he says, you know, Shemayim v'aretz, help me to do tshuva, sun and moon, stars, help me to do tshuva. He turns to the Bria looking for some type of support to do tshuva. In the end, he realizes there's no one to help him. It's going to come from within. And he screams out, he says, he realizes, Ein hadavar toloi elabi, that my success is only, or failure is dependent upon me. If I want to change, it's not going to be my Rebbe, it's not going to be my spouse, it's not going to be my wife, it's not going to be my mechavrusa. At a certain point, I have to own it. And he decides to own it. And the Gemara says he sat down and started to cry and he tucked his head between his knees, which the Maharal understands like going into like a fetal position, almost like a rebirth, and he cried himself to death. Imamish cried himself to death he was so brokenhearted over the way that he lived his life that he cried himself to death. And a Baskol comes out of Shemayim, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and says, Rabbi, listen to this, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, you're muchan mezuman lo'olam haba. You've got a portion in the world to come. A Baskol rings out from Shemayim, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, wow, not only did he get olam haba, but he also died such a sincere death, such a baal tshuva, that he got smicha. This guy who traveled the world pursuing taiva is called Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya in the olam ha'emes. And the Gemara there says, yesh kona olamo b'shah achas. Apparently there are some people who in a single moment of deep, deep tshuva, of inner work, can acquire their whole olam haba in one moment. Some people it takes a lifetime of hard work. Some people a single moment defines their whole existence. So the Gemara there has a few stories like this. Yesh kona olamo b'sha achas. So the Svarim HaKadoshim point out that the Rashi Tevos of the word Akiva, right, Rabbi Akiva being in many ways the ultimate baal tshuva, Akiva is Rashi Tevos, Yesh, Kona, Olamo, Bishah, Achas. The power of a person to believe in the moment and to undergo a transformation. Now, Rabbi Akiva's story is a long story, right? But at 40 years old, he has to decide, Ata, right now I want to be a Yid. Right now I want to be a Talmud Chacham. And he began his journey. So say the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim Baal Shem Tov explained that the word Va'ata, right, Ata with an Ayin, is a lashon of tshuva, because in order to do tshuva, a person has to say what? I don't care what I've done until now. I don't care what's been up until now. V'chol ma she'aver lav ad hayom, whatever was in the past, I have to be able to let it go. V'hayetzer mazkira ad kamu asa lo tov. And the Yetzirah likes to remind us how much we've done terrible things in the past. Right? It's not possible to change your matzav. And then a person enters into the world of Yayush, which is the world of Amalek, is the world of Haman. And then you say, I'm not able to do tshuva. I'm stuck. I can't do tshuva. Or a person starts thinking too much about his future. Right? Okay, so maybe I could do a little bit of tshuva now, but I'm probably going to mess up again in the future. So his past and his future become what? Become paralyzing. He's not able to return to Hashem. And therefore, the way to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is to what? Is to focus on Ata, right now. I don't have to worry about my past. I don't have to worry about my future. I have to decide that right now I want to be a Yid. And I can do that right now, and then I'll do it again right now, and I'll do it again right now, and I'll take life one moment at a time. Concludes Rav Shor with a beautiful vart from the Kotzker, and then one final point on Amalek. The Kotzker, whose yard site was somewhat recently, right, I mean, this piece is in Parshas Yisro, and he's writing about the Yom Hilula, the yard site of the Kotzker, falls out around Yisro Meshvatim time. So the Kotzker had a vart in the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Holy Kotzker said, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Lamed Hei, Va'al rige eretz divrei mirmos yachashovun. Val rige aretz. Rige aretz, literally, if you look at Rashi and Tehillim, rige means like the lowly ones, the crushed ones. Rige means like the unsuccessful ones. Val rige aretz, about the simpletons, about the lowly ones, about the crushed ones, divrei mirmos yachashovun. They plot all sorts of evil things, right? Yachashovun, they're intending divrei mirmos. I mean, like taking advantage of a weakling is what the pasuk is saying. What's the whole pasuk? I remember what the first part of the pasuk was. I looked it up before. Hillim lamed hay pasuk chav. For it is not peace that they speak; rather, against the broken people of the earth, they scheme deceitful matters, taking advantage of the weak. Al rige eretz divre mirmos yachashovun. Explains the Kotzker. Rige, of course, is also a lashon of what? Of rega. What is rega? A moment, right? Rega, a moment. Dehainu al harega shu omed bo, says the Kotzker. What happens sometimes, instead of seizing the moment and looking at every moment as a unique opportunity to make the right choice, regardless of the past and regardless of the future, but unfortunately what happens sometimes, al harega shu omed bo, bezeh harega tzarech lachshov, rak ma lasos bo sarega. If I want to own the moment, so then I have to think, what does Hashem want me to do in this moment? But not to confuse myself with too many machshavos about my past and my future. The al rige eretz explains the Kotzker. For the moment in which you find yourself, be careful. Divrei mirmos yachashovun. If you're thinking too much, then it's divrei mirma. It's deception. You're tricking yourself. You're messing yourself up. He says, v'yoser mizeh ein alav lachshov. Don't think more than the moment. B'makom lasos kein divrei mirmos yachashovun. Thinking too much is going to cause a problem. I'm coming up in 2 minutes, Yaakov. V'yesh l'chavin zeh b'tfilas ha'adam b'chol yom. And this is what we daven every time we daven Ma'ariv. And I think about this all the time. If you don't know this vart, you're going to take it with you and you're going to use it when you daven Ma'ariv. V'haser satan milefaneinu u'me'achareinu. We say in Hashkiveinu, Hashem, please remove the satan in front of me and the satan behind me. No? Evan, what's the satan in front of me and the satan behind me? The satan in front of me and the satan behind me. And sometimes the satan comes by what? By causing me to worry too much about what's behind me, my past. To worry too much about what's in front of me. I'm anxious about the future. And that's how the satan wins. That I get caught up in my past and my future and I'm not able to properly serve Hashem in the atta, in the moment. And therefore we daven, haser satan, please Hashem, remove the satan that's in front of me. Remove the satan that is behind me. Remove the satan that's trying to stop me from being in the moment. And therefore concludes Rav Shor. The pasuk says in our fight against Amalek, say, go out, hilachim ba'amalek machar. Fight Amalek tomorrow. What does that mean, fight Amalek tomorrow? Ha'amalek shekol machshavosav heim lachshav ala machar. Amalek is all about what? Is all about trying to get you to worry too much about tomorrow. Amalek is the one who's mafriya lachshov ala hova. Amalek says, how could you experience Hashem right now? What's going to be tomorrow? So our job is to fight that mentality. Right? The Amalek who gets us caught up, who robs us of the now by getting us to worry about the machar. And therefore the avoda in the fight against the Amalek is the rega. It's to own that moment. That's why so many svarim say that rega is Rashi Tevus, Rashis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of nations. But it's rega. It's about Amalek trying to rob us of the moment, of taking away the vavhei of Hashem's name, not having a hove. And that's what Yisro understood. Yisro, when he saw what Amalek was doing, Yisro comes running and he said, Ata yadati, now I know. I always knew Hashem was a God of the past, but now I know Achshav, Achshav B'Yoser. Hashem is with us now more than ever. So friends, that's the avoda. That's the avoda of Purim. That's the answer. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am'ayin. No, not Avi, now you know the answer. Yesh Hashem. Gematria Purim. Hashem is with us now more than ever. We can't allow Amalek to convince us otherwise. Okay. We should be zocha to feel Hashem in our life. Yes, Nani, I'm listening.
Said before that rega b'miloy is tshuva. That connects,
oh yeah? Rega and miloy is tshuva. If you spell out resh gimel ayin is gematria tshuva, beautiful. Because right, that's the key to tshuva. Ata, rega, living in the moment. Right, Rabbi Nachman's hayom. Right, hayom in b'kolo tishmao. Not worrying too much about the past, not worrying too much about the future. Just being in the yom. Yeah. I learned a beautiful Sfasemis Thursday night. Sfasemis says, why is Purim forever? He writes in Tafresh Lamed Vav. He says, Sfasemis says, Purim is forever. Right? Purim is not batel. Why? Because tshuva is not batel. And Purim is a day of tshuva. He says, well, on Yom Kippur we achieve through inuyim, through fasting. On Purim we achieve through simcha. And because it comes about through our efforts, when we earn it like that, right? B'makom shabali tshuva omdim, he quotes Brachos Lamedalid. The place the Baal Tshuva stands, a tzaddik can't even dream of. So when the Baal Tshuva, when we acquire a miracle of salvation through a tshuva movement, which is what Purim really is, so that tshuva is b'makom shabali tshuva omdim, and therefore it's a simcha that we've acquired, and therefore just like tshuva is forever, Purim is forever. So it's a day of tshuva. Purim's a day of tshuva. I mean, you know, Purim ki Yom Kippur, right? But it's a funny type of tshuva. Yom Kippur is a very you know, inoidika tshuva, and Purim is a simchadik tshuva. But in a certain sense, right? Simcha is higher. Ava is higher than Yira. So the simcha that we feel, the Ava of Purim, is higher than the year of Yom Kippur. But because it's a day of tshuva, tshuva is forever. Tshuva is lanetzach. Tshuva is the ultimate. Yeah, Danny, let's hear.
What do you got? To share like a quick, fun, crazy story.
Sure.
Last year I was in TVA for Purim.
Okay.
And there was one point, I think, during the day where everyone was just kind of like sitting around in the base. And Rav Yair gathered everyone in and he's like, come on, guys, like Ne'ilah, Ne'ilah, we're going to say Ne'ilah now. And he just like started leading like Ne'ilah on Purim. It was just like, no one knew what was happening, but like,
that's great.
We understood, like, it was just part of the day of like returning and just.
That's right. That's right. Even just uttering the word Ne'ilah on Purim, you know, like, helps the Jew to remember, yeah, that's a big part of the avoda. Right? The difference is that at Purim, the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. The Kohen Gadol goes into the innermost place. On Purim, every Jew goes lefnai v'lefnim. Every one of us goes into our innermost place, deepest place. That's why Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. It's not just we're not just sending, you know, the Kohen Gadol as our shliach, right? But we're all becoming the Kohen Gadol, in a certain sense on Purim. You see it from Achashverosh dressing up in the big day Kohen Gadol at his party. Right? It's a reminder that no. When Vina Hafachu, every one of us becomes the Kohen Gadol. It's funny that, like, you know, you see like kids dressing up like Kohen Gadol is like a very popular Purim costume. Like, what is that? Like, why is that a Purim costume? Why is being Kohen Gadol a Purim costume? Because Jews are Kohen Gadol on Purim. We go lifnai v'lifnim. We go into the deepest place. Every Jew goes into the innermost place on Purim. It's Gavaldik. All right. We should be zocha to live with Hashem in the now. Have a great day, friends. What are you guys up to today? Anything interesting? Anyone have
camp and work?